From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Simon Amstell, Kerry O'Connor, and Mo Rocca. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Richard from Sacramento, California.
Hey, how are things? Well, we have some Sacramento people here.
Whoa.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo. How are things in Sacto, as I'm told?
Hot. Yeah. Occasionally, but it's been really nice the last few days.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Richard.
Richard, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Richard's topic?
Let's go clubbing, baby.
Later, Carl. Right now we have to finish the show. Sometimes it seems as if we've lost all face-to-face contact in favor of our phones and computers. Actually, getting out and meeting people seems daunting, but this week we heard a story about a social group that makes it possible for even the most socially awkward to become butterflies. Guess the real story, you'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine or voicemail. Ready to play?
Yes.
All right. First, let's hear from Mo Rocca.
It's the book club for people who don't like to talk. St. Louis's Diane McCauley and her four best friends were tired of their book club turning into a fight club. Quote, one week it was a shouting match over Nicholas Sparks, then a bitch fest over Nora Roberts. We feel passionately about books, but it's not worth losing friends over. And so the ladies decided to learn a new non-combative way of communicating. Sanskrit, the ancient liturgical language of Hinduism. Beautiful on paper, even better, it's a non-spoken language. Quote, we took classes for a year, said McCauley, then began reading books translated into Sanskrit. When the club reconvened to read Danielle Steele's Friends Forever in Sanskrit, the conversation was no less impassioned. Quote, we pass notes back and forth in Sanskrit. It can get pretty heated, but no one goes home with a sore throat.
A book club that only uses books in a written, not spoken language, Sanskrit. Your next story about a new place to make friends comes from Kerry O'Connor.
It's Wednesday morning in Pembroke, Massachusetts, and a group of retired men gather at a local coffee shop, as they do every week. One guy is toting a menu from his restaurant menu collection. Another is concerned about improper trash in the recycling bin. A third is there to discuss how best to stir coffee. Yes, it's the Dull Men's Club, which in the past 10 years has grown from 2 to 30 members. The goal is to talk about the most ordinary topics on earth: park benches, leaf raking, hummingbirds. We spent 2.5 meetings on which way to put toilet paper on the roll, over or under, says Ken Gerton, 76. It was pretty much tied.
The Dull Men's Club, meeting for dull men. And your last story about people being friends with real-life people in person is from Simon Amstell.
Once a month, the 19 members of the Clark County Claustrophobia Club in Wisconsin get together in a field. Thomas Borden, founder of the Claustrophobia Club, a waiter at spacious local restaurant Fishy Fishy Fish Fish, says the group's main mission is to provide claustrophobes with the experience of being with other people but not too close. He says, quote, normally when I'm at a party or a crowded bar, I'm torn between wanting to chat up an attractive woman and not being able to breathe. And yet while the Claustrophobia Club is a consistently excellent gathering, Borden also states, quote, it's no replacement for a life partner. And it certainly lacks the sense of magic and joy that you get from making love with a stranger.
Oh, dear.
All right. These are your choices. You can join one of these clubs. From Mo Rocca, a book club that only reads in Sanskrit so they don't have to speak. From Kerry O'Connor, the Dull Men's Club. Or from Simon Amstell, a meeting of claustrophobes in a field so they can feel not hemmed in. Which of these is the real story of an unusual club for people who wouldn't normally belong to a club?
Well, Mo, I hate to tell you, but I don't think anybody wants to read Sanskrit to begin with.
Wow.
As far as the people in the field go, I mean, that sounds really interesting, but I think I'm going to go with Kerry and with the Dull Men's Club. That sounds really more up my alley.
All right. it sounds compellingly attractive to you.
Yes, all right. Very much.
Well, we were lucky enough to actually speak to a senior officer in the club in question.
The Dull Men's Club is a place where men can get together to share their experiences on what we call celebrating the ordinary.
That was Leland Carson. He is Assistant Vice President of the Dull Men's Club. Assistant Vice President, for the record, is the highest office in the Dull Men's Club. Congratulations, Richard. You got it right. As you figured out, Kiri had the real story of, in fact, the Dull Men's Club. You have both won a point for Kiri and won our game. Carl will record a greeting, however dull you may want it, for your home answering machine.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I loved playing the game.
It was fun to have you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm bored. I'm the chairman of the board. I'm a lengthy monologue. I'm living like a dog.